Today, we will go deep into the ancient wisdom of Advaita Vedanta and we will explore the teachings of Adi Shankaracharya, especially his work on the ancient Mandukya Karika. And we will see how this world and this life is literally a dream. But not just that, we will go even further to understand how our life is a dream within a dream. And there is an endless, infinite loop of dreams which constitutes this existence. And at the end, we will also discover how to overcome this endless loop of dreams and wake up from it altogether. Now, imagine right now, you have gone to sleep within your bed and you are beginning to dream. And now imagine within this dream, again, you have slept and you are beginning to dream a secondary dream and you have gone into another dimension. In this scenario, who is real? Which is the real experience? Is the one who is sleeping on the bed real? Or is the one who is sleeping within the dream real? Or is the one who is in the secondary dream on another dimension is real? When we talk in terms of experience, the dream ego, which is at the secondary dream, is technically real because he has experienced different things as though it is real, even though it is unreal. But from our perspective right now, we feel that the person who was sleeping in the bed is real. This video is going to be very, very deep. We are not just stopping here. We are exploring how this physical dimension itself is a dream for the subtle body to the sukshma sharira and how the experiences of the subtle body is a dream for the karana sharira, for the causal body. And how this endless loop keeps going and going and yet we will find out the truth. We will find out the ultimate reality through which we can transcend this loop. So make sure to pay a lot of attention to this exploration and make sure to watch this till the end to truly understand the essence of Vedanta and how reality actually works. Now let's continue with the dream scenario. So you have gone to sleep and you have begun to dream a dream and within that dream you are again sleeping and you are dreaming a secondary dream. Now technically, even that dream ego at the secondary level can go to sleep and begin to dream another dream. And this can continue as an endless infinite loop, you know, like a Russian nested doll, one within each other, continuing infinitely. These dreams can go on forever. Technically, this is possible. And sometimes you might have experienced this, that you have gone to a dream within a dream. Now let's keep this aside for a moment. Let's talk about this physical reality, this physical dimension that we can see and feel all around us. This reality for us right now seems to be very real. Time works in a predictable way. There is sunrise and there is sunset. Consistently, there are certain laws at play and there are certain seasons that come and go. Not only that, this seems to be a shared reality where there are different people around us. There are different events that are occurring at the global level and everything seems real to us. But if we truly examine how our experience is within our dreams, honestly, we can find some staggering relevance and commonalities between the waking state and the dream state. Even within our dream, there are certain laws at play. There are certain experiences that happens. Within the dream, we do not feel that the dream experience is unreal. Within the dream, we feel everything to be real. If a tiger chases us within a dream, we run for our life because at that point in time, that is real for us. Only when we wake up, we say that it was all an illusion. Only when we wake up, we say that time is not predictable in the dream world and a dream experience is a temporary, fragmented experience. But within the dream, we do not say that. We experience it as though it is real. What Advaita Vedanta says is that the same thing is true for this waking reality. This waking world is also like a dream to the subtle body, to the sukshma sharira. Now pay a lot of attention to the terminology here. I am saying this waking reality is also like a dream. Many people comment saying that how can the dream reality and the waking reality can be compared? Because time is more predictable here, there are different laws, etc. But what we are saying is it is like a dream. Just like how the dream reality seems like a fragmented temporary experience for the waking ego, for you as a person, your reality is like a dream to your subtle body, to your sukshma sharira. As per Vedanta, there is the physical body, which is who you are right now with your body. Then there is the subtle body, the sukshma sharira, which is a subtler dimension, a subtler aspect of you, which passes from one physical body to the next in the form of rebirth and reincarnation at the time of physical death. But then there is the causal body, which we will explore later, which is even more subtler. And then there is the Atman, the infinite consciousness, which is beyond all these bodies. And apart from these bodies, again, there is the dream body, the dream ego. It is a form that we wear to experience different dreams. And within the dream, like we explored, there can be an endless loop of dreams even further, where there are even different dimensions that we experience as different bodies in that context. Now, let us explore how this physical reality itself is like a dream experience for the sukshma sharira, for the subtle body. For us, the life that we live for 80 years or 100 years seems like a lot of time, and it seems absolutely real. The relationships that we have, the things that we do in this world, everything seems very, very real to us. But try to look at this from the perspective of the subtle body, the sukshma sharira, which travels from one physical body to another. A subtle body witnesses thousands and thousands of lifetimes, as per the ancient Vedantic wisdom. So, the sukshma sharira witnesses thousands of lifetimes come and go. So, for it, from its perspective, each of these physical realities of the physical body seems like a very small temporary experience. So, although this reality is real to us right now, it is like a dream to the subtle body. Just like how the dream experience was very real to you during the dream, as the dream body became a simple, meaningless dream compared to your physical reality. Now let's go even further. And this is where the reality gets even more interesting. The subtle body itself, which experiences reality for thousands and thousands of years and thousands of physical bodies, is like a dream to the causal body, to the Karana Sharira. Karana Sharira is a deep aspect of our being where there is deep-seated identification and ignorance that separates us from our true essence, the Atman, the infinite consciousness. Now, it is said that for this causal body, the experiences of subtle body itself, even though it is for thousands and thousands of years, seems like a dream experience. This is because the causal body, the Karana Sharira, witnesses thousands and thousands of kalpas, the cycles of the creation, sustenance, and the dissolution of different universes themselves. So we can understand all this in this way. When the dream reality comes to an end, the dream ego and the dream experience, all of it comes back into your mind and you wake up as the physical body, right? You wake up at the physical dimension. Now, when the physical body dies at the end of your life as this person, all aspects of you and all the karma and the memory that is generated by you, everything comes back to the subtle body and you wake up as the subtle body and you move on to the next physical body. Now, at the end of the kalpa, when the entire universe comes to an end due to a destruction event, every aspect of the physical dimension and the subtle dimension slowly comes back and it collapses back into the causal dimension. And we continue to exist even after the dissolution of the universe in the form of the causal body or Karana Sharira. Now, in Hindu cosmology, a Kalpa is a day of Brahma, which is equivalent to around 4.32 billion years. This is a vast period of time representing one cycle of creation, preservation, and destruction in the universe. A Kalpa is also referred to as one day of Brahma, and it is also equivalent to one night of Brahma. So, this period of time, that is roughly 4.32 billion years, for which a universe is created, sustained, and destroyed, is looked at as one day at the dimension of Brahma. And after the destruction of the universe, the night of Brahma commences, and for the next 4 billion years around, there is no creation and there is nothing. Everything rests at a causal level. Only the causal level exists and the physical dimension is not there during this period. But then again, a new day starts for Brahma and a new cycle of the universe begins and a new universe is created. And when the universe is created and the universe evolves and matures, again, we come back and we continue our cycles of existence based on our karma. So, just like how the subtle body, the Sukshma Sharira, witnesses different cycles of physical birth and death, the causal body or Karana Sharira witnesses different cycles of the creation and the dissolution of universe itself. So, from the higher perspective of the causal body, the experiences of the subtle body itself, the experiences of the Sukshma Sharira itself, although it is for thousands and thousands of years and thousands of lifetimes, is just a temporary experience. It's just a fragmented experience and it is ultimately like a dream. So time is relative, right? For an ant, one day is a lot of time. For you, one day is not that much. And for Brahma, 4.32 billion years is like a day. But there is something beyond time. The story doesn't end here. So beyond the physical body, the subtle body and the causal body is the Atman, the infinite consciousness, which is our true essence. Waking up to that will relieve us from this infinite loop of dreams and it will help us achieve absolute fulfillment permanently. So this is the power of understanding the true essence of reality, and this is explained as liberation, and we will come to this by the end. But for now, let's understand this even deeper. Time and reality itself are relative in nature. From a higher dimension, lower dimensions feel unreal. But ultimately, each of these dimensions are unreal, as we will soon realize. Now pay attention here. When we enter the dream state, we fully identify with a dream body and the dream ego. We inhabit an entirely different world with its own logic. Dream world operates with different physics and different timelines. Time works in a totally different way. We cannot say that it does not have laws. It has its own laws. It has its own frameworks, which seems unreal to us from this dimension of the physical reality. And like we explored, there can be a dream within the dream and another dream within that dream and so on. But think about this. If night dreams occur within the waking consciousness, could the waking consciousness itself be an experience within something even more fundamental? So that is the subtle body, the Sukshma Sharira. But now let's come to the most important aspect. If there is an infinite, endless regression, then is anything real at all? Is there anything which is beyond a dream? If every aspect of reality is just like a dream, is ultimately unreal, then what is real? That is what we will explore now. Here, pay attention and just look at what all we explored so far. We saw how there is the causal body, which witnesses thousands and thousands of cycles of creation, sustenance, and dissolution of the universe, and to which the experiences of the subtle body is like a dream. And the subtle body itself witnesses thousands and thousands of lifetimes in different physical bodies, to which the experiences of the physical body is like a dream. and the physical body lives for 80 years or 100 years and it experiences a lot of things in the physical dimension, and to which the dream reality, the dream body is a dream, and for the dream body, which experiences the dream reality for a brief period of time, another dream body within its dream becomes a dream, and so on. But in and through this endless loop of dreams, there is one thing that is common. What is it? Try to find the answer. If you find the answer, you are there. You are beginning to understand what this reality is about and how to wake up in this matrix and how to wake up from this dream. If you carefully examine all this endless loop, the one commonality, the one thing that is common in every aspect and every dimension is you yourself. Tatvamasi, you are it. You as that consciousness, you as that awareness is common in each of these dimensions. In the dream reality, the dream body might be different. The dream experiences might be different. The laws that function might be different. Everything might be fragmented. But still, consciousness remains. Without consciousness, there can be no experience. Even in this physical reality, laws might function differently. Time might be more predictable. This might be more real compared to the dream world. But yet, you as that consciousness, as that awareness is the same. Your body might be different. Your mind might be different. Your behavior, your characteristics might be different. But beyond all that, the witness consciousness is the same. And similarly, for the subtle body, it might have a more holistic perspective compared to the physical body. It might experience thousands of lifetimes. But even there, the consciousness still remains. The same thing goes for the causal body. So this consciousness, which is in and through all these different dimensions and different realities and different dreams, is the fundamental thread. It is the fundamental aspect of existence that we must realize. Vedanta says, you are not the dream body. You are not the physical body. You are not the subtle body. You are not the causal body. You have identified with them. That is why you are experiencing the limitations of them. That is why you are suffering because of them. You are the Atman, the infinite consciousness. This is not theoretical. You can see this for a fact. At each of these levels of experience, at each of these dimensions, that witness, which is witnessing everything, is common. But our attention is not at the witness level right now. Our identification and our attention is with the physical body, and hence we are experiencing this life as the physical body. When our attention and our awareness goes to that witness, we experience everything as unreal except for who we are. So who we are is the real essence of reality. Except for that, everything is unreal. Brahma Satya Jagat Mitya Jivo Brahmaivanapara. Brahman, or the infinite witness, is real except for this. Everything else is an appearance. It is a play. It is a game that we are playing. The endless, infinite loop of dreams is a game within a game within a game. And if we understand reality, if we wake up in this matrix, if we wake up in this game, we can not only play the game really well, and we can not only help each other wake up from this matrix, but also we can achieve absolute purpose, clarity, and fulfillment because we are established in our true nature. But if our identification is simply with the game, and we are stuck, and we are involved with the game, then whatever happens within the game, within the dream, has an impact over us. We suffer because of it. That is why we must wake up. The witness consciousness is the thread running through all experiences at all levels of manifestation, the one constant in the ever-changing display of forms. While the contents of consciousness constantly change, consciousness itself remains unchanged. And you are that unchanging consciousness. And every dream has boundaries. The night dream begins with sleep and ends upon waking. The physical life begins at birth and ends at death. The subtle body's journey follows the cosmic cycles. And the causal body witnesses many, many cosmic cycles. But the witness consciousness has no beginning or end. It is the eternal presence which is in and through everything. This is beyond Maya. It is beyond time, space and causality. So, this has no beginning, it has no end. And since it is beyond time and it is beyond experience, it is beyond all forms and attributes, there is nothing beyond it. Everything is an appearance within it, and it is in and through all levels and dimensions, and hence it is the ultimate truth. Hence, there cannot be anything beyond it, and it is in essence who we are. And when we recognize this and realize this, we achieve absolute perspective, fulfillment, and freedom from this loop of dreams and from the cycle of samsara. So by shifting our attention from the contents of consciousness to consciousness itself, we recognize our true nature. That is the end goal. And this has practical implications. This will reduce our attachment to things in this world. This will help us detach from fear and anxiety and stress. Why should we be stressful? This is just a dream. This is just a game that we are playing. And conscious creation is about playing this game well. So, at this point, if you wish to explore conscious creation and how conscious creation can literally take your life to the different level altogether by understanding this game of life, then watch this free training that we have created through which you can get the primary understanding of what conscious creation is. At the end, you can also book a call with our team to explore how this can help your life and take you to your ideal life of true fulfillment and holistic abundance.